sharp to the G above the staff. The big thing that we're getting from the tongue is that as we move the tongue, it moves the jaw. That means it changes the lip tension across the bottom lip. It changes the compression between the top and bottom lip. It changes the alignment angle between the top and bottom lip. It changes the point of vibration for the note. And I know a lot of people go, well, I can just do that with my lips, which you can. But the problem is, most people, and not everybody, but at least 80% of the people, tend to do 5 times more with their lips than they should for any given note or any given leap. And so what happens is everything sounds too stiff, too thin. The response is horrible. Another thing about that is when we're consciously flexing our facial muscles to change every note, we get tired very rapidly. So by using the tongue to change the lip position rather than the facial muscles, our endurance increases dramatically, our sound gets dramatically better, the response is better, every aspect of playing is better. So there's really no reason to do that. Now we need to understand that the facial muscles do change pitch, because if we're going for a G over high C or a double C, then yes, the facial muscles come into play a whole lot. But in the low F sharp to G above the staff, or even low F sharp to high C, the facial muscles really don't play that big an issue. It's really the rest of the apparatus. What we want to do is to relax on the low notes, all the notes below the staff. We want to go, or since it's tongued, ta, ta. Then in the staff, we're going to go, hoo, hoo, or since it's tongued, it will be two. So this would be two, 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 two. Okay? So we'll try it and see how that works for you. Okay, some people feel better about it if we approach it like a whistle. So I want you to whistle it a few times without the horn, just whistle, and feel what the tongue's doing. And then we'll try to imitate that with the horn.